Yeah, with the Steelers. It's at home here. I keep it in the safe. I don't look at it all that much. I was on the practice squad. I got a lot of great experiences out of it, and it was tremendous time, great week. But I've always told myself I wanted to get on an active roster and win one on the field.
John, what was that this week, the week before you guys went to the Super Bowl, when you're in Pittsburgh, how did they handle that schedule and how similar is or different is?
Well, we haven't gotten too deep into our schedule yet, how practices are going to be this week. But from outside right now, it looks very similar. Looks like we're going to start back up on Wednesday, probably go pretty hard here at the end of the week, and do much of our heavy stuff here this week before we get down there. Very similar, yeah.
What advice, John, did you give to your teammate just about the Super Bowl, what you learned?
Just embrace every moment because the week goes pretty fast, but everything's so special and it's so different, and it's not a typical week. So just take every moment and really embrace it, soak it in. But remember that at the end of the week, everything, all your memories will be that much sweeter if you get the win.
John, I know you kind of grew up on the other side of the state, but being a Pennsylvania kid, having that experience with the Steelers, what are your feelings about facing them?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I was secretly hoping because I still have a bunch of friends over there, and you know, it's just a special feeling. And I got a lot of friends and family and people rooting for me that are Steeler fans, and it's going to be great.
Did you grow up a Steeler fan?
No, I didn't. Ironically, I grew up a Cowboys fan. My dad kind of had me rooting for the Cowboys growing up. We were right in the middle of Pittsburgh and Philly, so.
With so many connections with the coaching staff here to the Steelers, do you think that means something extra to those guys too?
Yeah, I believe so. Anytime you have connections and you go to play that team, there's a little bit more to beat them, and I think everybody is really focused for this one.
What do you know about the defense? I know it's early on in terms of time.
Well, I know they're the only defense to allow fewer points than our defense, and our defense is pretty good. So. You know, they got great guys on the edge. They got Troy Polamalu, who wrecks havoc in the secondary, and they look like they play really good team ball.
Do you have?
I'm excited. We haven't been down there yet, so I'm excited to see what the stadium's got. And they said it's wild, so I'm really pumped up.
What specific memories do you have of that week leading up to the game and all the hoopla around it?
Just, you know, everything. You have the media day. The media day is a lot of fun for everybody. All the way, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Aaron Rodgers or a guy off the practice squad. The media day is a trip for everybody. And, you know, that's exciting. Every day you kind of wake up and you go through the NFL mandated, you know, meeting the press in one of the rooms. And then you go to practice and you go to work and you forget all about it being the Super Bowl. And you just bear down and practice for a little bit. And then you go back and just enjoy yourself.
John, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, you're pretty close to him. What can you say about his calmness and just the way he's handled that whole side of things as he gets ready for this big spotlight?
Yeah, he's done a phenomenal job, and I think last year's experience with the wild card game, you know, shows a lot. He comes out this year, and you know, Philly, you could see it. He was determined. He wasn't, you know, nervous. He wasn't anything. I mean, he came out and he showed first game Philly all the way through the playoffs that. He's going to roll with the punches and he's going to play his best ball, and I think he did that.
Obviously, the Packers and Steelers, two of the great NFL franchises. Is there any similarities in the organizations, do you think, in the way they do things? Can you make any comparisons?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is. I mean, the Steelers are, you know, even though they're family owned, they take very good care of their players, and players like to go there, and they'll go there for less money, and I think guys will do that here in Green Bay too because they understand that an organization that takes care of you, that's where you want to play for an organization like that.
What do you see about the reaction from veterans like Donald and Chad who have been around here a long time and haven't had this opportunity? What do you see from how much given to this tournament to them?
Oh, it meant a lot. You could see it on their faces. Those guys, I mean, they've been through some struggles, some really close calls and, you know, 2007 and some other playoff games, and to see them finally get to go to a Super Bowl, it's pretty special.
You came in, obviously, after waiver wire. What do you think the job that Ted's done?
I think Ted's done a fantastic job. I mean, I'm not really a guy to judge what the general manager does, but you know, he's we've had a lot of injuries this year, and he's been able to roll with the punches and get guys in here and contribute. So I think a lot needs to be said for that.
What was that atmosphere like on Sunday with all the Bears and Packers fans kind of encouraging each other in the stands? What was kind of that atmosphere?
It was definitely a championship game atmosphere. Their fans were fired up, and we did a good job getting them out of the game a little bit early. But when they came back there, it got back to being pretty loud, and I didn't notice any bickering between the fans and the stands, but I know it was definitely loud.
Do you allow yourself?
John, you've been through 3 weeks of the playoffs on the road. You had a six-day, period between two of the games.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to take advantage of the 2 weeks and be able to get guys healthy, if not 100%, pretty close to 100%. And I think everybody's going to be really ready to go once the game rolls around finally.
Do you allow yourself next week to take in any of the activities, or is it just business as usual and you kind of just stay holed up in the hotel area?
Well, like I said, you need to embrace it. You need to, really enjoy the fact that you're there. But at the same time, you need to win that game. I mean, it's you're there to play a game ultimately and to try and win it. So if you win it, it makes all the memories that much sweeter.
John, can you talk about the evolution of the running game this year and what starts is added to the mix?
Yeah, we lost Ryan early in the season, and we've been trying to fill holes, all season long. And we've done a good job. Each guy has stepped in different weeks and done something special. I mean, if you look, you can point at every guy in the backfield and say, this is the week they did something special. This is the week Brandon Jackson did something special. This is the week Starks came, his coming out party. So I think everybody's contributed pretty well along the ride.
When the team gets down inside the five-yard line, do you hear the fans when they all start chanting, "Coon"?
It's pretty obvious. You definitely hear them. And, I think that's, helped us a little bit. Sometimes defense might key in on me and we can do a play action. So it's nice.
Can you kind of give us an idea of what your emotions are like? So you mentioned not really looking at the Super Bowl ring because you're on the press. Has it hit you that you're going to be a significant contributor this time around? Are you excited? What do you kind of feel?
I'm anxious already for the game. I want to get there and I want to play because, like I said, this has been something that I've looked at ever since, I was there with Pittsburgh, and I've just wanted to get back there and play so badly. And to be back there and actually playing against Pittsburgh, it's a whirlwind of emotions, but I'm more excited than anything.
So are we on a sideline during that game?
Yes.
John, this team's been talking about the Super Bowl all the way back to training camp. How much confidence does this team carry?
We've carried a lot of confidence all year long, and we've had a roller coaster ride, but we never really got down. We always just tried to focus on the next game at hand, and we've taken things one game at a time, gave ourselves an opportunity late in the season, and came through. Yeah, there's several guys on the team and some people on their staff still that I send text messages back and forth with.